If you like what you're hearing, why not try a Stephcast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Yeah, who is it, Chris?
It is the author of Leading by Example, How We Can Inspire an Energy and Security Revolution. It's presidential candidate Governor Bill Richardson.
Oh, my God. Good morning again, Governor Richardson.
Good morning. That's a very nice introduction. I appreciate it.
We're always thrilled when you take time for us. Now, I have to say, whenever I'm like, I'm looking over your book, but it, first of all, the whole first page is all of your resume, which I thought the line of the night in the Democratic debate was how Rudy Giuliani is not qualified to be president. He's been a mayor, Governor Richardson. You've been everything in the world. You've been an ambassador, a secretary of energy, a governor. Don't you agree?
Well, yes, and that's one of the points that I'm trying to make, that maybe I'm not the richest candidate or the one that with the best political pedigree, but that I am the most qualified, that I've done the most in foreign policy, domestic policy. I've been a governor. I've balanced budgets. I've helped education. I've brought hostages home. Yeah, I mean, if you don't mind my saying, and thank you for letting me say it, I do believe I'm the most qualified.
Yeah, Governor, but what have you ever done about squeegee men? I think that's the important thing to America.
Well, I don't know what I've done about squeegee men, but I just finished writing a book.
Yes, you
about
did.
How we can lower gas prices and become energy independent and clean the planet, which
wow.
I think is one of the biggest priorities we face today. With gasoline, the price of barrel per oil is now $98.
Yeah, I've heard we're going to hit 100, I'm sure, maybe by the end of today even. I mean, it really is unbelievable. Tell us, you say the U.S. government confuses energy security with oil security. Explain that.
Well, what I mean by that is we spend $300 billion guarding the oil routes, paying OPEC countries for this $98 barrel per oil. And energy security is really us not being dependent on fossil fuels. Energy security is clean air so kids don't get asthma. Energy security is America not having a trade deficit, one-third of it because of what we pay for oil, and that what we need to have a massive shift from fossil fuels, oil, to solar, wind, biomass, to renewable energy and renewable technology, that we need to go to fuel-efficient vehicles, 50 miles per gallon, instead of the 35 that Congress wants to do, and that we need to have plug-in hybrids, electric cars. We've got those that are ready to go. And then finally, Stephanie, mm-hmm. we need to, in our electricity, we got to mandate utilities that by the year 2020, that 30% of our electricity be renewable. And a lot of states are moving that way, New Mexico, California. But the federal government, the Congress, they're just basically inert. And we have a crisis on our hands. We have a planet that's dirty.
I understand New Mexico has a great governor, though. That's the difference there.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
You know, and I like to compete with other governors about which is the clean energy state. And, you know, we're the only state that follows the Kyoto Treaty.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only, we're a state with a lot of very, very strong incentives for renewable energy and renewable fuels. And this is what we need to do nationally, because nobody is trying to inspire the American people to be more energy efficient, to conserve energy, to think more about transportation that involves light rail and commuter rail and open spaces and bicycle trails.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, instead we're just building more and more highways.
Yeah, and your book points out the last energy bill passed by Congress, it was essentially a gift to the oil companies, further undermining our energy security, right?
Right. It was a gift to anybody that did petroleum, oil, coal companies, nuclear companies, and it gave a huge short shrift to renewable energy. They didn't have what is called a renewable portfolio standard that had a very modest 15% of all energy be renewable. It had huge incentives for nuclear and very little for any of the renewable fuels. So I would shift that dramatically, and I think the future is in renewable energy and renewable technology.
Is that, Governor, I know you have a 10-year program to eliminate our dependence on overseas oil. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. You start out by saying we're going to reduce oil consumption 50% by the year 2020. 2020 is the golden year. You start by having 50 mile per gallon fuel efficiency in all vehicles. You push for electric vehicles 100 miles per gallon. Then you move towards 30% of all utilities, all electricity in America be renewable. And then you push for 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, which are causing huge damage to the planet, 40% by the year 2020. These are mandates, and it basically means clean jobs for the American people, green jobs. It means promoting green buildings, the government having electric vehicles. It means solar roofs in schools. It means a new ethic for the American people. I think the American people are ready to sacrifice a little bit, not mm-hmm. wear sweaters and have mandates like that, but to, when it comes to appliances, air conditioning, the vehicles we drive, mass transit, mm-hmm. I think the American people have asked, if we tell them, look, the oil shock that is going to be caused by an unfriendly country like Iran or Venezuela should compel us to make this dramatic shift, and we all have to be part of the solution.
You know what, and I would not undervalue the sweater thing. My mom imposed that in the 70s on me. Whenever I would say it's too cold in the house, she would say, put on a sweater.
Well, it's an ethic that all of us need to take seriously, because, and it's not huge burdens. It basically means, you know, in a city, instead of driving in to work 30 times in 30 days, do it 28 days. Take the subway once, mm-hmm. take the light rail, or find another way to get there, carpool, because we got to do this, Stephanie.
Well, you know, and Governor, what I like is a lot of even evangelicals, a lot of reverends are talking about this. They're talking about global warming is a moral issue, that, you know, that this is not our Earth, you know?
Well, that is true, because what has happened is scientists have definitely said that man-made pollution and fossil fuels have caused an erosion of beaches, of ecosystems, of wildlife, of crops, and that unless we dramatically shift in the air, I mean, well, you're talking about kids having asthma, unless we fundamentally shift and put mandates and all of us be part of a solution that is not just an energy solution and cleaning up the environment, but it's an economic solution, because
that's right.
We are, and here's where a president can lead, that I would have an Apollo program by the year 2020 to achieve all these goals, and I'd get everybody behind me, and I think we could do it. You know, there's a sense of defeatism out there in the Congress, and they say, oh, we can't do it. Well, we can do it, and we
mm-hmm.
should.
And Governor, I mean, you know, the other thing I would like, we wouldn't have to get in these foreign entanglements that involve oil. You continue to make the most sense to me about Iraq. When you say we need to get our troops out and get them out now, can you explain that, why other people are being so much more cautious about that?
Well, Senator Clinton, Obama, and Edwards are saying we need to keep troops till 2013, as many as 75,000. I say get them all out as soon as possible, and the reason is they've become targets. And while getting them out, we use the leverage of the withdrawal to forge a political compromise among the three groups in Iraq, to have a UN peacekeeping force, to bring Iran and Syria in on the solution. Iran and Syria don't want a bunch of humanitarian and refugee crises there, so I think we can persuade them and induce them. And this president, however, is saber-rattling against Iran. We're about to lose Pakistan because we didn't enforce democratic principles there, and we gave Musharraf $10 billion and told him to do what he wants. So our foreign policy is in real disarray, and it's all about America becoming not the policeman of the world, but the conscience of the world and the leader of the world.
You know what we need? Three words. President Bill Richardson.
Well, thank you very much.
Governor,
thank you very much for coming on
with us. The book is Leading by Example, and he is Governor Bill Richardson. Thank you so much,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Steph.
All right.
Care.
There he goes.